When you compare Scotland and London for an Irish school tour, the real question is not which destination looks cheaper. It is which one gives you the strongest learning return without exhausting your students, budget, or supervision team. Scotland is usually easier to control. If you travel by coach through Northern Ireland, the Belfast to Cairnryan ferry takes about 2 hours and 15 minutes, depending on schedules. From there, Edinburgh supports a compact programme around the Royal Mile, Edinburgh Castle, the National Museum of Scotland, and perhaps one wider heritage visit. You spend less time crossing the city and more time learning in the place itself. London works differently. The Dublin to Holyhead route can suit coach groups, but a long onward journey across Britain remains. That affects the first day more than many teachers expect. A late arrival, rushed meal, and tired students can weaken the following morning. This is where having ferry times, coach hours, rest stops, and hotel check-in planned as one journey helps. In Scotland, Edinburgh Castle can support history, politics, conflict, monarchy, and national identity in one setting. The old town turns streets, buildings and gradients into part of the lesson, while the National Museum of Scotland provides an indoor block when the weather changes. For junior cycle history, geography and transition year groups, that combination of place, evidence and identity can feel coherent rather than crowded. You do need to plan for the physical reality. Edinburgh is walkable, but it is not flat. Cobbled streets, steep approaches, rain and busy areas around the castle can slow a group quickly. Lunch stops, toilets, waterproof clothing and headcount points should be agreed before the day begins. A strong itinerary starts calmly, uses one morning visit, includes an indoor afternoon element, and leaves enough time for an evening meal. London gives you greater curriculum breadth. You can build around the Tower of London, Westminster, the British Museum, the Natural History Museum, the Science Museum, theatre, art, politics, and urban geography. The danger is trying to include all of them. London punishes over-planning. Two attractions that appear close on a map may still involve station changes, security checks, coach restrictions, long pavements and repeated headcounts. The better approach is to work in clusters. Westminster and the South Bank can form one day. South Kensington's museums can form another. The Tower and River area can be treated separately. Fewer, better connected stops usually produce a stronger tour than a famous name checklist. Free entry also needs context. Major museums may be free, but school groups still need advanced booking, timed arrival, and a clear supervision plan. Paid sites may offer school rates and learning resources, but only when reserved early. Celtic Horizon tours, plans around booking windows, access rules and realistic transfer times, so you are not relying on last minute availability. Cost follows the same pattern. Scotland often comes out lower because the city is more compact. Attraction spending can be controlled and coach movement is simpler. London can still offer excellent value through free museums, but central accommodation, theatre, paid attractions and longer movement days can raise the final euro cost. The cheapest quotation is not always the best value. Poor ferry timing, a weak hotel location or an overloaded day can cost more in fatigue and lost learning than a slightly higher, better planned package. Supervision is another difference. In Edinburgh, you can often keep the group together for longer and use obvious landmarks as meeting points. In London, you need smaller movement units, clear adult positions, fixed regrouping points, and extra time around stations and security queues. This is something we plan around before the itinerary is confirmed. Choose Scotland when you want a manageable, heritage-led journey with strong links to history, geography, literature, and identity. Choose London when you want wider subject choice, major museums, theatre, science and politics, and you are comfortable with more complex movement. What matters most is not choosing the more famous city. It is choosing the destination that fits your students, available time, supervision capacity and learning outcomes. Celtic Horizon Tours can compare both routes, arrange transport and accommodation, secure attraction access and build each day around realistic walking, meal and arrival times. You travel with a clearer plan and more confidence that the tour will work on the ground. Speak to Celtic Horizon Tours to plan a Scotland or London school tour that is easier to approve, easier to manage and genuinely worthwhile for your students.